Blog Talk Radio.
I do want everyone to feel comfortable. That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus. He better not. It doesn't matter if you're religious or not. Does anything make you feel more uncomfortable than some stranger going, "I'd like to talk to you about Jesus"? Yeah, I'd like you not to. You could say that to the Pope. "I want to talk to you about Jesus." You'd be like, "Easy, freak. I keep work at work." I have to admit, that was a good impression of the Pope. I don't know much about the Bible myself. I haven't read it because I don't have to, because I'm Catholic. Oh, he's going to hell. Not a lot of Catholics have read the Bible. It's a different perspective on rules for Catholics. Not like other religions. You know, Hindus are not supposed to eat meat. They don't eat meat. Catholics are like, "Only eat fish on Fridays. Unless you forget. Do whatever the hell you want. We'll see you at Easter." My wife's really Catholic. She's like a Shiite Catholic. She's always worried about Diablo. So I joke around with her, I'll call her up, say, "What is this?" And I'll just go, "The devil." She brings me to church every Sunday. If you've never been to a Catholic Mass, that is the longest experience of your life. Makes you look forward to going to the DMV. Times it seems like they're dragging church out on purpose. I'm in already! Let's wrap it up. I got some sinning to do. Too much standing involved in church. Can I lie down and worship? Well, I mean the hot pocket. God pocket. I mostly daydream in church. I always have that introspective look on my face, like, But on the inside, I'm like, "Did I go to Wendy's twice yesterday?" Not a good Catholic. I don't even feel comfortable when someone's praying next to me in church. I'm like, "Can you do that outside?" I'm trying to check out some of the ladies in here. I do have the dirtiest thoughts in church. I was like, "Peace be with you, and an extra peace for you. Because you deserve it." My wife always wants me to go to confession. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't enjoy lying to a holy man. I just don't know how honest people are being in there. They go in there for like a minute and a half. "Yeah, I lied. I double parked. Can we wrap this up? I'm meeting a hooker." Yeah, grassy podcast. Seems like so much of church is memorization. I have a horrible memory. I'm always like, "Our Father who art in heaven," without the approved written consent of Major League Baseball. I love doing that joke because there's always one face in the audience. "You're going to hell." Those are the people I want to bump into in heaven. Be like, "Hey, remember me? You're here?" Yeah, Peter loves my stuff. I'm going to be doing a show down near the Pearly Gates later on. Pearly Gates. Am I the only one who finds it odd that heaven has gates? Gates? What kind of neighborhood is heaven in? What, you die and you go to a gated community? Are the gates necessary? Yeah, we had a lot of kids sneaking in using the pool. Those gates weren't easy. We had to go down to hell, get a contractor and everything. Hey, I'm a contractor. In TV and films, you know, whenever they show someone going to heaven, they always show them going up an escalator, you know, like heaven's in a mall or something. "Hey, can we stop by Orange Julius? That place isn't even open." I think religion's fascinating. You know, Adam and Eve kicked out of paradise for eating an apple. An apple? Would you ever been tempted by an apple? I've been like, "Cover and caramel, come back to me. Hey, you got a cake back there? I love cake." Jesus, of course, was a carpenter. We all know that. You think Jesus was a good carpenter? Because the Bible doesn't really address it. I mean, who knows? Back then, people could have been, good thing that Messiah thing worked out. Yeah, he built a shed for my cousin. What a piece of crap. And the entire time, he's like, I'm the Son of God. Well, right now, you're building a shed. So hop to it, Jesus. Wouldn't it be great if I was electrocuted right now? He did a Jesus joke and he was electrocuted. It's the best show I've ever seen. And it helped my faith. I think it's fascinating. I would have loved to have overheard that conversation where Mary explained to Joseph that she was pregnant. Joseph wasn't the father. Joseph?
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, we've never made love.
Yeah?
Yeah, anyway, last night an angel visited me, and now I'm pregnant.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you already know about it. Would have been hard to get Jesus a present back then. Because whoever got him as a present back then, he must have been, oh, pair of socks, thanks. Yeah. You know I'm dying for your sins, right?
Yeah, but thanks for the socks.
Yeah, they'll go great with my sandals. What am I, German?
I am offended on so many different levels. What if Moses was here?
We all know Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they wandered in the desert for 40 years. I don't know about you, but after a year, I would have been, this Moses doesn't know where the hell he's going. I appreciate him getting us out of Egypt. We're in the desert, folks, as in no agua.
They wouldn't say agua.
And after Moses parted the Red Sea, did he say anything? Was he like, ta-da! How about them apples? I'll stop some of your bitching.
I don't know if that's chronologically accurate. This guy's going to hell in two religions. He's practically sprinting there.
Don't worry, you know God has a sense of humor, you know, because he was talking to Moses as a burning bush. A burning bush? Can you imagine if you were the first person Moses told about that?
Yeah, God just talked to me as a burning bush.
Sure he did.
Yeah. Moses, we think maybe you've been burning some bush.
You've already been told about strangers dressing up in uniforms, but there are other traps you need to know about.
Hi, I lost my little dog. Can you help me find him?
Be suspicious of an adult asking for help.
Hi, I'm just playing with my daughter's video game, but the batteries seem to be dead. I have some in my car. Why don't you come over and help me put them in?
Stay away from people in cars or vans.
Hey, kid, how you doing? You know, we're making a movie over there. You want to go see it?
Only professional agencies hire kids for TV work. I ought to know.
Hey, kid, let's go to the arcade and play some video games. What do you say?
Ignore him and walk away.
Little boy, I'll give you $10 if you'll take my bag to the car for me.
It's okay to say no, even to an adult. Safety is more important than good manners.
Hey, kid, I'll teach you how to hit this ball right over the fence. Come on, it'll be fun.
Trust your own feelings.
Your mom's been hurt. She's in the hospital. She sent me to come and get you.
What's the secret code word?
I don't know the code word.
You don't need to get near the car to talk to someone inside.
You know, you look like you could use a friend.
Say no to what you think is wrong.
Pizza delivery. Come on, open the door.
Nothing is more important than your safety.
Hi. You're sure a cute kid. You know, I'm a professional photographer. Why don't you come on, hop in the car. I'll take your picture.
If someone wants to take your picture, say no and tell your parents.
If you tell anybody about our little secret, I'll kill your dog.
Children should never be asked to keep special secrets from their parents.
Now you know the 11 most common kidnap traps to avoid and how to be street smart. The time to start is now. Be cautious and observant and report anything suspicious. The 11 traps to avoid are helping, bribing, being famous, having fun, getting a job, being a playmate, emergency, affection, authority, hero, and threat.
Why do you want to do that?
Because I need the money. I've got kids that need to be fed, sir.
I know
I am, sir. I realize that. And I really am sorry to have to do this. But I've got kids.
How about if I give you $40 and this is it?
Well, I can't do that, sir. I've got rent to pay, I've got bills, and the kids need to eat. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I really am sorry. And if I ever get back on my feet again, sir, I'll bring it back.
I'm sorry. God be with you, man.
Thank you very much. And with you, too.
Thank you.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the moon. And I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule. I'll rule. I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I would crack the code.
Talk Radio.
Amid the chaos of that day, when all I could hear was the thunder of gunshots, and all I could smell was the violence in the air, I look back and am amazed that my thoughts were so clear and true, that three words went through my mind endlessly, repeating themselves like a broken record. You're so cool. You're so cool. You're so cool.
This style features a combination of psychedelic sound and color, and, well, if you want to experience it to the fullest, we suggest that you, I don't want to offend any of you, but we suggest that you eat a banana while you're watching. Or smoke a banana, as my brother said, but actually he's pretty far out, even for me. Now here they are, Jefferson Airplane and their latest hit, White Rabbit.
Banana fans. You know, usually an airplane is made out of metal. Pay attention. An airplane is made out of wood, metal, and canvas, and held together by welding and rivets. But Jefferson Airplane is a new concept in airplane. It's made out of people, hair, guitars, and held together by words and music. The Jefferson Airplane is now arriving from San Francisco.
Somebody love, you love somebody love, you gotta find somebody.
Parker said that shit never had to pick up itty bitty pieces of skull on account of your dumb ass.
I got a threshold, Jules. I got a threshold for the abuse that I will take. Now, I'm a fucking race car, right? And you got me in a red. And I'm just saying that it's fucking dangerous to have a race car in a fucking red. That's all. I could blow.
Oh, you ready to blow?
Yeah, I'm ready to blow.
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud-laying motherfucker. Every time my fingers touch brain, I'm Superfly TNT. I'm the guns of the Navarone. In fact, what the fuck am I doing in the back? You the motherfucker should be on brain detail. We're fucking switching. I'm washing the windows, and you picking up this nigga's skull.
Bits in the back, got them bows in the front. See, I'm gripping my racks while I'm rolling my blunt. My bows go for the stacks.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
If you're looking for that, then you know I'm the one. I got a car full of drugs, then you know I got them hoes. Gave my word to my plug, I ain't saying no. Name trees, not the cocaine. Whip hot as propane. Car full of drugs, then you know I got them hoes. Keep it on the low, man. No name. No pain, gotta get that work out. No pain, no gain. If you wanna cop this, you gon' need some more change. Car full of drugs, and you know I got some hurt up. Talking whole thing, what? Bitch, I got a carpool. Hey. Gotta keep your harpoon, yeah. While playing in the shark pool. What the streets taught me, being pussy ain't a smart move. Wow. Soon as you get on, niggas pull your plug and off you. Just for the occasion, I ain't trying to catch a lawsuit. Mama, I apologize for all I put your heart through. I know I barely call you, and it's probably more my fault too. Your baby boy G, and I'm just doing what a boss do. I'm the hottest, and it's me being my. The trees I keep in my pocket, make sure I'm seeing that profit. Yeah. The trees are exotic, same ones you see in the tropics. Okay. If that weed is the topic, what you need, yo, I got it. Yeah. This is real as it gets, I know you feeling my shit. Soon as you hop in the whip, I can deal you a brick. Don't mean? Even bring up my name, make sure you sealing your lips. I know these bitches be out, I hit the scene and I dip. Car full of drugs, yeah, you know I got them hoes. Gave my word to my plug, I ain't saying no. Name trees, not the cocaine. Whip hot as propane. Car full of drugs, yeah, you know I got them hoes. Keep it on the low, man. No name, no claim. Gotta get that work out. No pain, no gain. If you wanna cop this, you gon' need some more change. Car full of drugs, yeah, you know I got them hoes. Catch me on your avenue. Second one. I'm passing through. Last nigga came for okay. One, but he left grabbing two. Yo, I told my man, tell me how them plants take. Puffing on my trees will put you on a different landscape. Oh, hit them and they buy it quick, cause I got that fire stick. No, it's not what I got. Nah. Nigga, what you trying to get? Fucking cops and my phone ringing, it won't fucking stop. Move to work, hoes run me down, cause I'm such a notch. I need a deep massage. See me how I treat the bride. Be the squad. If you talking money, yeah, we keepin' wide. We don't give a damn. Gamble just a piece of eye. Yeah. I know I'm sinning every now and then. I speak to God. I'm giving people jobs, ways to get that income. Yeah. Oh, I never been one. Nope. I keep it street in this song. Yeah. Watch them fake niggas fuck around and get their car full. Talking about some whole thing, bitch, I got a car full. Car full of drugs, yeah, you know I got them whole thing. Gave my word to my plug, I ain't saying no name. Trees, not the cocaine. Whip hot as propane. Car full of drugs, yeah, you know I got them hoes. Keep it on the low, man. No name, no pain. Gotta get that work out. No pain, no gain. If you wanna cop this, you gon' need some more change. Car full of drugs, yeah, you know I got them hoes.
Well, my worn out boots are taking me downtown, and I'm looking for trouble, and I wanna get loud. Serve me up a drink and I'll shoot it right down, and I'll jump up on the bar and holler one more round. I'm going straight to hell. Ain't nothing slowing me down. I'm going straight to hell. So you just better give me one more round. Well, I'm racing these back roads trying to
Hey,
lock it down, Judy. All right.
Welcome back to Chappelle's Show. At top, type of sound, good to see you. Man, this is crazy, man. All right, last season, we started the series off with this sketch about a black white supremacist. Very controversial. Yes, it sparked this whole controversy about the appropriateness of the N-word, the dreaded N-word. You know, and then when I would travel, so people would come up to me like, white people would come up to me like, man, that sketch you did about them niggers, that was hilarious. Take it easy. You know, I was joking around. You start to realize these sketches in the wrong hands are dangerous. You know, and that N-word is a doozy, especially for us black folks. You know, a lot of different feelings come up when they hear that word. But I'm thinking, is it because that black people actually identify themselves as N-words? No. I don't know. Maybe. But what if we just use the word for other people? Would it be so bad? I don't know. So I made a sketch. It's about a white family whose last name happens to be nigger. That's all. Let's see how offensive the word sounds now.
Breakfast is served.
Look, hon, my sister just had another baby. Look at this little bundle of joy.
She's got those nigger lips.
I know, so thin. Is Tim still asleep?
I think so.
He sure is one lazy nigger.
Good morning, Mom. Morning, Dad.
Good morning. You know, Tim, we're having a dinner party tonight. I trust you'll be here.
Oh, I can't. I have my first big date with Jenny Halstead.
Jenny has a date tonight with a nigger boy from school.
What?
Oh, God, no.
No, Teddy, that's his name, Timmy Nigger.
Oh, of course. Who's that nigger? He's a very good athlete and so well-spoken. That family's going places. I mean, we're rich. They're nigger rich.
Oh, bitch.
Morning, niggers.
Why, it's Clifton, our colored milk fan.
And it's my favorite family to deliver milk to.
The niggers.
Show smells good. You niggas cooking?
We sure are. There's some leftover bacon if you'd like some.
Ooh, not for me. I know better than to get between a nigger and their paw. I get my fingers bit. Here you go. I hate to bother you about this, but, well, you didn't pay your bill last week. And I know how forgetful you niggas are when it comes to paying bills.
Golly, listen, it slipped my mind. Here you go. Sorry about that.
Oh, nigger, please. Nigger, please. Well, take care, Miss N-word. I have a hot date with the wife tonight.
All right, take care.
All right, peace, nigger. Niggers!
Stevenson, party of four. Stevenson, party of four. Table five, please. Bon appetit. Nigger, party two. Nigger, party two.
Look at here, Jack. Just because of the color didn't mean we came out here to be disrespected, okay?
We're the nigger family. Oh, hi, Clifton.
Oh, well, hello, little nigger. These are the niggers I was telling you about.
Are you the nigger that broke the bottle over Ronnie's head at the dice game?
No, not that nigger. The nigger from work, the milk route.
Oh, okay. Wait, have a nice meal.
I bet you'll get the finest table the niggas ever got in this restaurant. Oh, Lord. This racism is killing me inside.
What's
your dinner party face on. Hello.
Well, you must be the wetbacks.
It's Sanchez. Don't call us wetbacks, nigger. We find it offensive. I'm just kidding. We are the wetbacks.
Wait till we tell the Jews.
Oh, you're one crazy nigger.
I used to have crazy dreams because, do you remember that, you remember Nestle's Quick? You know, the powder, you put it in your milk, and you'd stir it for like 30 minutes, and no matter how hard you fucking, there was still chunks of powdery magma that would float up and explode in your eye while you're trying to drink. Take a sip. Oh, goddamn, sand missile just flew up in my eye. The movie Dune is in my chocolatey drink. I don't like when the movie Dune is in my drink. Crazy. When I was like 5 or 6 years old, I took the powder and I snorted it. Because I heard about speed, so I thought speed, quick, maybe there's some kind of connection. So then I would have fucked up dreams because, you know, I was all hopped up on the queue, as we call it on the street. I'd just be on my big wheel all strung out. What am I doing with my fucking life here, man? Yeah, I'll play kickball tomorrow. I can't kick the ball today. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the kickball vibe. I'll tell you what dream used to scare me when I was a little kid. Used to actually totally give me nightmares. Remember those Kool-Aid commercials? Where that big talking bowl of punch, he would come crashing through your fucking wall in your living room. You wouldn't even know. He'd just, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? And the little kids were all excited. Yes, yes. And then they would drink out of him after debris fell in his open, dumb head. He would pour himself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Him and his crazy tights. I don't like that. I don't like where Juice wears tights. It's a horrible combination, a bowl of juice wearing tights. Fuck drinking out of him. If that was me, I'd be like, no, you fix that wall before my dad gets home from work. He's going to beat me with a belt. He's not going to believe a talking bowl of fruit punch came in here, you stupid idiot. Yeah, coming through the wall is real fucking cool. Using the front door is cool. Don't touch me, you drink. Don't touch me, you giant beverage. You are sweating or condensating. I will kick you in the tights and you will go down. You're very top heavy. You glass bitch. You glass bastard. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Naughty, naughty Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. No. No. Oh, yeah. No.
I get hot and thirsty riding a skateboard.
Me too. This is a drop of Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid's here, bringing you fun. Kool-Aid's got on the run, get a big, wide, happy ear.
And there's Kool-Aid, my heart.
Arthur's Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid brand soft drink mix.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has a competition in their brain of good thoughts and bad thoughts. Hopefully the good thoughts win. For me, I always have both. I have, like, the thing I believe, the good thing. That's the thing I believe. And then there's this thing. And I don't believe it, but it is there. It's always this thing and then this thing. It's become a category in my brain that I call, of course, but maybe. I'll give you an example. Okay, like of course, children who have nut allergies need to be protected. Of course. We have to segregate their food from nuts, have their medication available at all times, and anybody who manufactures or serves food needs to be aware of deadly nut allergies. Of course. But maybe, maybe if touching a nut kills you, you're supposed to die. Of course not. Of course not. Of course not. Jesus. I have a nephew who has that. I'd be devastated if something happened to him. But maybe, maybe, if we all just do this for 1 year, we're done with nut allergies forever. No. Of course not. Of course, if you're fighting for your country and you get shot or hurt, it's a terrible tragedy. Of course. Of course. But maybe, maybe if you pick up a gun and go to another country and you get shot, it's not that weird. Maybe if you get shot by the dude you were just shooting at, it's a tiny bit your fault. Of course, slavery is the worst thing that ever happened. Listen, listen, you all clapped for dead kids with a nut. For kids dying from nuts, you applauded. So you're in this with me now, do you understand? You don't get to cherry pick. Those kids did nothing to you. Of course slavery is the worst thing that ever happened. Of course it is. Every time it's happened, black people in America, Jews in Egypt, every time a whole race of people has been enslaved, it's a terrible, horrible thing. Of course. But maybe, maybe every incredible human achievement in history was done with slaves. Every single thing where you go, how did they build those pyramids? They just threw human death and suffering at them until they were finished. How did we traverse the nation with a railroad so quickly? We just threw Chinese people in caves and blew them up and didn't give a shit what happened to them. There's no end to what you can do when you don't give a fuck about particular people. You can do anything. That's where human greatness comes from, is that we're shitty people, that we fuck others over. Even today, how do we have this amazing microtechnology? Because the factory where they're making these, they jump off the fucking roof because it's a nightmare in there. You really have a choice. You can have candles and horses and be a little kinder to each other, or let someone suffer immeasurably far away just so you can leave a mean comment on YouTube while you're taking a shit.
Ten little Indians up there flying. One stayed up, then there were nine.
Nine little Indians feeling great. One OD'd, then there were eight.
Eight little Indians in goofball heaven. One fell out, then there were seven.
Seven little Indians getting a fix. Hepatitis got one, then there were six.
Six little Indians pushing high. One got busted, then there were five.
Five little Indians trying to score. One got a bad back, then there were four.
Four little Indians on LSD. One freaked out, then there were three.
Three little Indians sniffing glue. Took too much,
then there were two.
Two little
little Indians on a run. One of them crashed.
Left just one. One little Indian popping red. Popped too many. Then she was dead.
Acid Benny's needle still. If one don't get you, the other one will.
And the Should I get married? Should I be good? Astound the girl next door at my velvet suit and Faustus hood. Don't take her to movies but to cemeteries. Tell her all about werewolf bathtubs and pork clarinets. Then desire her and kiss her and all the preliminaries. And she going just so far, and I understanding why. Not getting angry, saying you must feel. It's beautiful to feel. Instead, take her in my arms, lean against an old crooked tombstone, and woo her the entire night to constellations in the sky. When she introduces me to her parents, back straightened, hair finely combed, strangled by a tie, should I sit knees together on their third-degree sofa and not ask, where's the bathroom? How else to feel other than I am, often thinking, Flash Gordon soap? Oh, how terrible it must be for a young man seated before a family and the family thinking, we never saw him before. He wants our Mary Lou. Wait. After tea and homemade cookies, they ask, and what do you do for a living? Should I tell them? Would they like me then? Say, all right, get married. We're not losing a daughter, we're gaining a son. And should I then ask, where's the bathroom? Oh, God, in the wedding, all her family and her friends, and only in a handful of mine, all scroungy and bearded, just waiting to get up to drinks and food. And the priest, he looking at me as if I masturbated, asking me, do you take this woman for your lawful wedded wife? And I, trembling what to say, pie glue. I kissed the bride, all those corny men slapping me on the back. She's all yours, boy, ha ha ha. And in their eyes, you could see some obscene honeymoon going on. Then all that absurd rice and clanky cans and shoes, Niagara Falls, hordes of us, husbands, wives, flowers, chocolates, all streaming into cozy hotels, all going to do the same thing tonight. The indifferent clerk, he knowing what was going to happen. The lobby zombies, they knowing what. The whistling elevator man, he knowing. The winking bellboy knowing. Everybody knowing. I'd be almost inclined not to do anything. Stay up all night, stare that hotel clerk in the eye, screaming, I deny honeymoon, I deny honeymoon. Run rampant into those almost climactic suites, yelling, radio belly, cat shovel. Oh, I'd live in Niagara forever. In a dark cave beneath the falls, I'd sit there the mad honeymooner, devising ways to break marriages, a scourge of bigamy, a saint of divorce. But I should get married. I should be good. How nice it'd be to come home to her and sit by the fireplace, and she in the kitchen, apron young and lovely, wanting my baby. And so happy about me, she burns the roast beef and comes crying to me, and I get up from my big papa chair, saying, Christmas teeth, radiant brains, apple death. God, what a husband I'd make. Yes, I should get married. So much to do. Like sneaking into Mr. Jones's house late at night and cover his golf clubs with 1920 Norwegian books. Like hanging a picture of Rambo on the wall. Like pasting Tanner Tuva postage stamps all over the picket fence. Like when Mrs. Kindhead comes to collect for the community chest, grab her and tell her, there are unfavorable omens in the sky. And when the mayor comes to get my vote, tell him, when are you going to stop people killing whales? And when the milkman comes, leave him a note in the bottle. Penguin dust. Bring me penguin dust. I want penguin dust.
Does it pay out, PM?
Went out, out, in, out, in. Yet if I should get married and it's Connecticut and snow, and she gives birth to a child, and I am sleepless, worn, up for nights, head bowed against the quiet window, the past behind me, finding myself in the most common of situations, a trembling man, knowledge with responsibility, not twig smear nor Roman corn soup. Oh, what would that be like? Surely I'd give it for a nipple or rubber tacitus, for a rattle, a bag of broken Bach records, tacked elephant Cheska all over its crib, sold the Greek alphabet on its bib, and Bill Fritz's playpen, A Ruthless Parthenon. No, I doubt I'd be that kind of father. Not wool, not snow, no quiet window, but hot, smelly, tight New York City. Seven flights up, roaches and rats in the walls, a fat Reichian wife screeching over potatoes, get a job! And five-nosed running brats in love with Batman, and the neighbors all toothless and dried-haired, just like those hag masses of the 18th century, all wanting to come in and watch TV. The landlord wants his rent, grocery store, Blue Cross, gas and electric, Knights of Columbus. Impossible to lie back and dream, telephone snow, ghost parking. No, I should not get married. I should never get married. But imagine if I were married to a beautiful, sophisticated woman, tall and pale, wearing an elegant black dress and long black gloves, holding a cigarette holder in one hand and a highball in the other. And we lived high up in a penthouse with a huge window from which we could see all of New York and even farther on clearer days. No, can't imagine myself married to that pleasant prison dream. But what about love? I forget love, not that I am incapable of love. It's just that I see love as odd as wearing shoes. I never wanted to marry a girl who was like my mother, and Ingrid Bergman was always impossible, and there's maybe a girl now, but she's already married, and I don't like men, and but there's got to be somebody. Because what if I'm 60 years old and not married? All alone in a furnished room with pee stains on my underwear, and everybody else is married, all the universe married but me. Yeah, well, I know that were a woman possible, as I am possible, then marriage would be possible. Like she, in her lonely, alien gourd, waiting her Egyptian lover, so I wait, bereft of 2,000 years in the bath of life.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me the church bells rang. And to this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Baby shot me down.
Because of his bipolar condition, that's when he should have been stopped.
I'm driving down this lane. He's like, you know what? I've come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I want to.
This homeless man named Kai was a hitchhiker, a passenger in a car driven by 54-year-old Jet McBride of Tacoma. Kai says McBride was yelling racial epithets when he rammed his car into the legs of an African-American utility worker, pinning the worker up against his own truck.
Watch this. Bam! And he smashed into the guy right there, pinned him in between that truck.
At first, eyewitnesses thought it was an accident. They tried to help, and they say Jet McBride turned on them, too.
He gets in his car and tries to move the car in that, and we weren't going to let him do it.
If you start driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here.
When he put me in a bear hug and started beating the crap out of me, for what reason, we still don't know.
Police say Kai pulled out a hatchet and knocked McBride out cold.
These two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
McBride was first reported missing on January 28th in Tacoma. The next day, McBride used his ATM card in Ellensburg. Police there searched for him. But McBride was soon picked up by police in Moses Lake when he was delusional, claiming to be Jesus Christ. Within hours, McBride was released from the Grand County Mental Health Facility, free to drive to California. And we've been trying to make calls to Grand County all night, trying to figure out why McBride was released. We're told that he's charged with attempted murder, and sources tell me he's been attacked in the Fresno County Jail. They also tell me that he may have been under the influence of marijuana laced with PCP, which would have made his bipolar condition far worse.
I grew a beard because Indiana was the 19th state admitted to the Union. I grew a beard because mustard tastes better the second time around. I grew a beard because Ginsburg was sexy as King of May. I grew a beard because I resemble a 12-year-old boy when I shave. I grew a beard because I am supreme lord of mismatched socks. I grew a beard because every sort of supreme lord should have a beard. I grew a beard because I can't find a job and a job can't seem to find me. I grew a beard because I staple my thumb to the rain. I grew a beard because I first read Lundberg while on train rumbling through Arizona desert in spring 2001. I grew a beard to ward off the incessant swirling snakes winding through my dreams. I grew a beard because my confirmation name is Angus. I grew a beard because phantoms are always running around asking for the key. I grew a beard because she exists, and he exists, and she exists, and she exists. I grew a beard to protest the idiotic mandible of Earth. I grew a beard like a garden of brownish-orange weeds. I grew a beard because I sit in my underwear strumming. I grew a beard because it's 44 minutes after midnight. I grew a beard because there are unicorn stickers affixed to the letters, and the letters arrive daily in my small corner of existence. And I thank the people who take the time to mail letters with unicorn stickers affixed to them. And hopefully I'm able to continue making post office box payments, which will prevent the post office workers from locking my post office box and probably returning my mail to sender, and or tossing all the unicorn sticker-laden letters in the trash heap. And yesterday the low fuel light was on the car, and the papal prophecies of Malachi are perhaps most interesting now, as we near election of Peter the Roman, supposedly as successor to the current Benedict XVI. And most days I get tired and stare at my bored face in my bathroom mirror under the pale dim light and run cold water and splash my face. Though I've always secretly wanted to fill the kitchen sink with water and ice cubes and dunk my face and sing a few lines the way Huey Lewis did in the video too. I Want a New Drug in 1984.
No phone, no pool,
series is called the Social Music Experiment. You can find it at youtube.com/Reggie Watts. Here to perform something he's about to make up on the spot for us, Reggie Watts.
Don't know.
Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like My name is Jorge Regula.
My name is Jorge Regula.
I'm walking down the street.
I'm walking down the street.
I love you.
I love you.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go sailing.
Let's go sailing.
Let's get a bite to eat.
Let's get a bite to eat.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's go to sleep. I wake up in the morning.
I wake up in the morning.
Put on my yellow shirt.
Put on my yellow shirt.
I get a bite to eat.
I get a bite to eat.
I go to work. I'm the AV guy.
I'm the AV guy.
I'm the AFNY guy.
I'm the AFNY guy.
I'm the piano guy.
I'm the piano guy.
Let's go to sleep. I wrote a new song.
I wrote a new song.
It has a good beat.
It has a good beat.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's get a bite to eat.
I love you.
Let's go to sleep.
Now, those of you who have illegal cable hookups will know this, and that is that one of the things I like to do in my shows is complain. It's just a real good recurring theme with me, complaining about things. And living in this fucked up country, there's no shortage of things to complain about. So this next piece of material is fairly simple. It's just called People Who Ought to Be Killed. Yep. Starting with these people who read self-help books. Why do so many people need help? Life is not that complicated. You get up, you go to work, you eat three meals, you take one good shit, and you go back to bed. What's the fucking mystery? And the part I really don't understand is if you're looking for self-help, why would you read a book written by someone else? That's not self-help. That's help. There's no such thing as self-help. If you did it yourself, you didn't need help. You did it yourself. Try to pay attention to the language we've all agreed on. And a similar mystery to me, motivation tapes, motivation books, motivation seminars. Why would anyone want to be motivated by someone else? I say if you lack motivation, a seminar isn't going to help you. What you probably need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a bowling trophy. That'll fucking motivate you. Or at least it'll get you up and moving around the room, you know. Locate your socks, shit like that. Get the day moving. If you ask me, this country could use a little less motivation. The people who are motivated are the ones who are causing all the trouble. Stock swindlers, serial killers, child molesters, Christian conservatives. These people are highly motivated. They're not sitting around waiting for Tony Robbins to show up. And motivation's overrated anyway. You show me some lazy prick who's lying around all day watching game shows and stroking his penis, and I'll show you someone's not causing any fucking trouble. That's a fact. That's a goddamn fact. Here's another pack of low-grade morons who ought to be locked into portable toilets and set on fire. These are the people with bumper stickers that say, "We are the proud parents of an honor student at the Franklin School for the Midvale Academy," or whatever other innocent-sounding name has been assigned to the indoctrination center where their child has been sent to be stripped of his individuality and turned into an obedient, soul-dead, conformist member of the American consumer culture. You know? I mean, God, jeez. Proud parents, what kind of empty people need to validate themselves through the achievements of their children? How'd you like to have to live with a couple of these misfits?
How's that science project coming along, Justin?
Fuck you, Dad. You simple-minded prick. Mind your own business and pass the Cheerios. Here's a bumper sticker I'd like to see. "We are the proud parents of a child whose self-esteem is sufficient that he doesn't need us promoting his minor scholastic achievements on the back of our car." That would be refreshing for a change, just for a change. Or, "We are the proud parents of a child who has resisted his teacher's attempts to break his spirit and bend him to the will of his corporate masters." You know, a little Marxist, but what the fuck? Hey, then you got that. Here's something realistic. "We have a daughter in public school who hasn't been knocked up yet." "We have a son in public school who hasn't shot any of his classmates yet. But he does sell drugs to your honor student. Plus, he knocked up your daughter." Then you have the people who aren't too proud of their children. What about them? "We are the embarrassed parents of a cross-eyed, drooling little nitwit who at the age of 10 not only continues to wet the bed, but also shits on the school bus." Something like that on the back of the car might give the child a little more incentive, you know? Get him to try a little harder next semester. Here are some more parents who ought to be beaten with heavy clubs and left bleeding in the moonlight. These are the ones who carry their babies around in these backpacks or front packs or slings or whatever these devices are called that are apparently designed to leave the parents hands-free to sort through high-end merchandise and reach for their platinum credit cards. Because it's always, always these upscale, yuppie-looking, Greenpeace, environmentally conscious assholes who have them on. I say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Natural Fibers. It's not camping equipment, it's a baby. Touch the little prick now and then. He'll thank you for it someday. You know, these are the same people who sort their garbage, jog with their dogs, and listen to Steely Dan. You know, you just want to drag them out deep into the forest and disembowel them with a wooden cooking spoon. National public radio people, the worst kind of humans. Here are some more people who ought to be smashed across the face repeatedly with a piece of heavy mining equipment. These grown men, who refer to their fathers as my daddy. You know, you hear a lot of this stupid shit in the South. These rebel assholes. Rebel assholes. My daddy, yeah, my daddy, boy. I'll tell you about my daddy. You know about my daddy? Well, let me tell you. Well, you know what my daddy used to say? Well, my daddy used to say, blah, 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 blah. Oh, he did he? Well, wasn't that fucking enlightening? You know what my daddy used to say? Fuck your daddy. Fuck your daddy. Right in his wrinkled, rustic, rural, country asshole. Grow up, Billy Joe, Carl, Bob, Danny, Frank. You're not six anymore. Closer to nine now. And a few more unfortunate mutants ought to be penciled in for a sudden visit from the Angel of Death. These guys who can't tell you about a phone call they had without giving you this shit. The fucking pinky and the thumb. Like they attended mime college. Studied under Marcel Marceau. So I call her up, you know, and I'm talking to her, and she fucking hangs up on me, so I hang up on her, then she calls me back, I fucking hang up again, I say, hey Bruno, thanks for the visual aid, we all understand the concept of the telephone, you hold it in your hand, you talk into it, excuse me Bruno, incoming call. Oh, hey, it's for you. And a few more pus-headed telephone cretins. These self-important techno dicks who walk around wearing these hands-free telephone earpieces or headsets. You know, Mr. Self-Important doesn't want to be too far from the phone in case Henry Kissinger calls. Got the Dalai Lama on call waiting. I say, hey, spaceman. As long as your hands are free, reach over here and fondle my balls, would you please? Huh? Come on. Come on. Come on. Mr. Early Adopter, I need this guy like I need a third asshole. And answering machines. Answering machines starting with these people who think it's cute to let their children record the outgoing message. And you can't understand a word of it because the kid's a fucking imbecile.
Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm 5 years old. My mommy and daddy are at home.
Here's my message, Stacy. I'm coming over to your house with a big knife. And I'm going to kill mommy and daddy. Then I'm going to peel off their skin and make a funny hat. After that, I'm going to take out my huge ding-dong and stick it right in your... Doo. These are the same people, same ones who at Christmas time send you pictures of their children. Pictures you didn't ask for and you don't want. But it is fun throwing the pictures away, isn't it? I don't even look at the fucking Christmas cards. Who's this? Luann is 12 this year. Fuck Luann. I give a shit how old she is. Does she have any tits yet? Send me a picture of Luann's tits. Then I know I'm going to have a Happy New Year, too. And then, just to compound your holiday pleasure, they enclose a family newsletter. Just what you're hoping for. News about losers. We're so proud of Brad. He's been accepted into dental school. Yeah, in the Philippines. After four tries. Fuck Brad and everybody who looks like Brad. Judging from his picture, I think he's jerking off too much. Keep him away from Luann. Here are some more people who, well, ought to be strapped into chairs and beaten with hammers. People who wear visors. What the fuck is the point in wearing half a hat? Either get a hat or don't. No one's interested in the top of your head. Go back to the store, tell them to give you the rest of the hat. They cheated you. Better still, get yourself one of them little Jewish hats and sew it to your visor. Then you got yourself a full-fledged fucking hat, my friend. And a few more musical vermin whose mothers we wish had had medical plans that included abortion. These singers who think they're so special. They only need one name. Bono, Sting, Jewel, Tiffany, Prince. What a crock of shit. Get a fucking last name, would you please? Yeah. You're so special. I got a nice two-word name for you. Pretentious cocksucker. How you like that? Bono, Sting. It's not bad enough these assholes' music sucks, but with no last name, you can't find out where they live to throw a fucking bomb through their window, you know? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, it's frustrating if you care about music. Here are some more people who deserve an inoperable tumor at the base of their spines. These guys who fly around the world in a fucking balloon. What is this, 1850? Get a fucking airline ticket, would you please? When are the media going to realize no one's interested in some rich trouser stain who's so bored he has to fly around the balloon all the time? I hope the next guy gets hit by lightning and flies around in little fart circles. And lands in a sewage treatment pond and sinks with the rest of the turds. Mr. Lighter Than Air. Here's another pack of jack-offs who ought to be strangled in front of their children. People who pay for inexpensive items with a credit card. Folks, take my word for this. Raisinets is not a major purchase. Get some fucking cash together. No one should be paying a bank 18% interest on Tic Tacs. And you're holding up the fucking line, too. Some dorky looking prick with a fanny pack waiting to be approved for a bag of cheese doodles. I need this shit like I need an infected scrotum. Find some money Next guy ahead of me online pays for Newsweek with a credit card is getting stabbed in the eyes. Right in the fucking eyes. And I'm getting pretty sick of guys named Todd. You know, it's just a goofy fucking name. It's goofy. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Scott. And Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent. Where are all these goofy fucking boys' names coming from? Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn. These are not real names. You want to hear a real name? Eddie. Eddie's a real name. Whatever happened to Eddie? He was here a minute ago. Joey and Jackie and Johnny and Phil, Bobby and Tommy and Danny and Bill. What happened? Todd and Cody and Dylan and Cameron and Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
Fuck Tucker. Tucker sucks. And fuck Tucker's friend, Kyle. There's another soft name for a boy. Kyle. Soft names make soft people. I'll bet you anything that 10 times out of 10, Vinny, Nikki, and Tony will beat the shit out of Todd, Scott, and Kyle. Any fucking day. Any fucking day. You'll betcha. You'll betcha. Here are some more people with missing chromosomes who ought to be thrown screaming from a helicopter. Gun enthusiasts. You know, don't you just love this self-description? This is what they call themselves. I'm a gun enthusiast. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm a blowjob enthusiast. You want to see me shoot? Cock this, and I'll discharge a load for you. And I'm not against guns. I'm not one of those mindless Hollywood cocksuckers. I'm not against guns. I'm not against bullets. I'm not even against people shooting each other. You know, shooting someone is part of the American dream. I don't care who it is. Parents, teachers, kids, fuck them. Let them get shot. Doesn't disturb me in the least. But speaking of mindless Hollywood cocksuckers, before Charlton Heston became president of these dickless lunatics in the NRA, they had a different guy. He's still one of their major spokesmen. His name is Wayne LaPierre. What kind of a name for a gun nut is Wayne LaPierre? Doesn't this sound a little fruity to you? Hi, I'm Wayne. I'm a gun person. Bang, bang. You know what this prick's name ought to be? Biff Webster. Spud Crowley. A man's name, Chuck Steak. Wayne LaPierre is just embarrassing. But I guess we ought to get used to it. It's probably going to be heard a whole lot more now that Charlton Heston thinks he's a fucking cauliflower. He doesn't have far to travel, does he? Here are some more men who ought to be strapped to a gurney and castrated with fishing knives. White guys who shave their heads completely bald. You know, yeah, they're so ashamed they lost 11 hairs. They're going to try to turn it into some kind of a masculine statement. I say, hey, you goofy-looking, baldy-headed fuck. Looks good on black guys. On you, it's ugly, repulsive, and disgusting. You want to be bald? Do what I did. Wait a while. Meantime, there's no excuse for running around looking like a freshly circumcised dick. And just to kind of wind up this little litany of complaining, this is about some social criminals. These people in the space program, nassholes, I call them. In case you haven't heard, the latest disaster for the rest of the universe is that the United States is going to go to Mars. Okay? Oh, yeah. oh, we're going to go to Mars, and then we're going to colonize deep space with our microwave hot dogs and plastic vomit, fake dog shit, cinnamon dental floss, lemon-scented toilet paper, edible women's panties, sneakers with lights in the heels, and all these other impressive things we've done down here. But let me ask you this. What are we going to tell the Intergalactic Council of Ministers the first time one of our teenage mothers throws her newborn baby into a dumpster? How are we going to explain that to the space people? How are we going to tell them our ambassador was late for the meeting because his breakfast was cold and he had to spend half an hour punching his wife around the kitchen? And what are they going to think when they hear it's just a local custom that over 80 million women in the third world have had their clitorises forcibly removed to reduce their sexual pleasure so they won't cheat on their husbands? Can't you just sense how eager the rest of the universe is for us to show up? Can't you see them out there? Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I just named them Fendi tacos.
Communists.
Sorry for anybody who was at the first leg of this tour today and had to hear this monstrosity. We're going to do it again. Hey, baby. I seen you on Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few mins to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did, Wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is Fun16Sun. Dear client, your parcel has arrived at March 27. Courier was unavailable to deliver the parcel to you 27 March 5:48 p.m. To receive your parcel, please print this receipt and go to the nearest office. Hey, baby. I've seen you on Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few mins to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did, Wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is Rock91Life. I'm seeking for somebody who that can manage my personal tasks in the USA during his or her free time. Kindly email me more information. Salary is USD 500 weekly. It is extremely easy to bid. We don't require a curriculum vitae and sent to our team. Simply complete the given fields and we will view your data without delay. Data 1, full name, contact number, age, career, address, and postal code. I hope to hear from you soon. Regards, Paul Smith. Hey, baby. I've seen you on Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few mins to chat? If you make the time, I'll be sure you're happy you did. Wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is I'm Your Dirty Girl 72. Have you or a loved one suffered from complications from a mesh implant? Serious complications associated with surgical mesh implants. You or your loved ones may be entitled to compensation for your injuries. Hey, baby. I've seen you on Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few mins to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did. Wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is Drunk 90 Girl. Get all your meds directly from our Canadian pharmacy and save 80%. Discreetly shipped to your door, no prescription needed. Hey, baby. I've seen you on Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few mins to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did, Wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is Angel67 Adriana. To whom it may concern, it has come to our attention that you or someone in your household may have recently been delinquent, past due, or simply made a late payment on one or more of your bills in the past 6 months. Oh, shit, right? Wow. You know me so well. Hey, baby. I've seen you on Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few mins to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did, Wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is Nice Booty 75. Hello, my mighty man. How are you?
Not too bad. I feel so lonely these days. I guess you would make a hot company for any playful babe like me. Why don't we meet online to get to know each other better? I have a number of thrilling nude pics at this dating website. Please be there for me. The registration is free. I will tell you everything in a private chat, sugar. Cannot wait to see you. Hey, baby. I've seen you Facebook. You're cute. Y-O-U-R. Do you have a few minutes to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did. My Yahoo Messenger name is Emo75Girl. Babe, I guess you're not getting all my email, huh? I've been trying to email you so many times, but this damn laptop is such a piece of garbage and keeps freezing. Anyways, how you been? In case you don't know who this is, it's me, Adriana. We used to chat a bit on Facebook, and then I think you deleted me, frowny face. Ha ha. Anyways, guess what? I got two things to tell you, both good news. One, I'm single now. Yup, me and my BF broke up about 3 months ago. And two, guess where I'm moving? Right effing near you, lol. You are actually the only person I'm going to know there. Well, three cousins, too, but I can't chill with them all. Whoa. I remember when we chatted, you told me you thought I was cute and wanted to chill, so now finally we can. Ha ha. I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of scared to this move. I'm hoping this email, Addy, is the one you use, and you can chat with me before I get there. Maybe even help me move my shit in. Are you still on Facebook? I couldn't find you. I was so confused. Anyways, I'm going to need somebody to show me around town and take me out, so you better be around, BB. We only chatted a couple times, but I remember thinking to myself, I wanted to get to know you better when I was single. And I thought, you were cute too, but couldn't you tell us, because I wasn't single. Okay, so more info about me. Well, I'm 23, a Virgo. Love the outdoors and love to socialize. Go out for drinks, restaurants, movies, etc., travel. I have a little kitty named Boo, and I love her to death. Oh, I'm so super horny. But every girl is, they just won't admit it. So I love watching porn. And all that. Just love sex, etc., blah, blah, blah. Who doesn't? I really want to meet her. I really hope we get a chance to chat for a bit, either online or on the phone, F-O-N-E, before I get to the next week. I would hope you remember me and still want to chill and aren't married yet, lol. I need to find a job when I get there. Do you have any hookups or know anybody hiring? I'd love to work in a bar or something like that. Really, anything, because my current job is, it's fun and all, and technically I could keep doing it, but I want to change. I currently work from home, and well, that's cool, but I need to be out meeting people. Oh, wait, did I ever tell you what I do? Should I? Okay, well, and don't get all weirded out on me. I work on a webcam chat community site, and I get paid to chat with people and get naked. Ha ha ha. Bomb, right, smiley face? I know. Like, I figure I'm horny anyway, so why not get paid? With people and play with myself. Anyways, I hope you don't look down on that. And no, that's not why I'm contacting you. Relax yourself, lol. I actually need help once I move. And I remembered you lived there, so I'm reaching out. Like I said before, this computer is a complete piece of crap and freezes nonstop. I've tried to send this email to you maybe 3 times. And I'm hoping this time I hit send before I run into trouble, lol. Anyways, here's the deal. Every month, Natalie, my boss, gives me each of us 3 VIP codes to give out to whoever we want. Whoever. So with this code, you can log in and watch me at work for free. And don't have to pay like
everybody else. The only way I can give you one of these codes so we can chat is if you absolutely do not give it to anyone. And only you use it for yourself. I only get 3 a month, and she gets pissed if more than 3 people use them. Don't share it, mister. I figured you could always email me back instead, but my email account doesn't even work half the time. So that's the best place to find me in my chat room. If there's anyone else logged in when you sign in, I'll boot them out. But remember, don't share this password. Please, BB, I'm begging you. I trust you. I'm online most of the time, every day now, to try and save for my move. This used to be fucking sent by robots, and now it's like, it's getting weird, man. Wow. Also, since I'm in such a huge debt already for my student loan, Brownie Face, I really think we need to chat before I get there and make sure you even remember me, haha. Anyways, I've rambled on and on now, and you're probably so annoyed with me. Well, I'm going to start work. I really hope you come chat with me. It would make my day and relieve a lot of my stress about the move. Really, I mean that. Anyways, once I see you inside, I'll shoot you my cell number, and you can give me yours. If you don't want to come chat, I understand. But it's really the only place to find me nowadays. If you email me, I'll probably get it once I get there, after my internet is set up. So about 2 to 3 weeks from now. But I'm hoping to see you in my chat room. Remember, it's 100%. It's 100% free, Michael Grover. With this code I'm going to give you, just don't give it out to anyone, or I'll kick you in the balls instead of lick you in the balls when I see you. That's in here. K-Babe, I'm out for now. Chat you soon. Kisses. XOXO, Adriana. Hey, baby, I've seen you Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few minutes to chat? If you make the time, I'm sure I'll make you happy you did. Wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is USADancer8328. Complete energy-saving cooking solution with precise temperature control. Induction cooking technology is one of the most efficient methods of meal preparation. The new Wave Precision Induction Cooktop generates heat in the cookware down on the cooktop surface, making it energy efficient, more energy efficient than traditional gas and electric ranges. Remember that. Hey, baby, I seen you Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few minutes to chat? If I make the time, I'm sure I'll make you happy you did, wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is Erotic51Romantic. A letter will be mailed indicating your dues are past due. Please pay your dues. Hey, baby. I seen your Facebook. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. The 21st century social networking. This is serious. There's all these people looking for me. I seen you, Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few mins to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is Horny Lonely Girl 87.
Ow.
Yeah. As long as no guys are trying to get a hold of me, I'll tell you that. Hello.
That was
Fake
Hill. I think it was Fake Hill.
Quit interrupting. Now. Stop fucking interrupting.
You guys
want
to come to the
globe? Yeah, I do, Michael. Look.
Here we go.
Hello.
I'll take you to my car later.
I'll take you to your car after. Hello. Hello. My name is Mrs. Maria Johnson, and I'm a dying woman who had decided to donate what I have to you. I am 59 years old and was diagnosed for cancer about 2 years ago. Immediately after the death of my husband, who had left me everything he worked for, I've been touched by God to donate from what I have inherited from my late husband to you for the good work of God, rather than allow my relatives to use my husband's hard-earned funds ungodly. We all have relatives like that, right?
Yeah.
I will be going in for an operation, and I pray I survive the operation. I have decided to will donate you the sum of $10,500,000 to you for the good work of the Lord, and to help the motherless, less privileged, and also for the assistance of widows. Presently, I have informed my lawyer about my decision and willing this fund to you. I wish you all the best, and may God, may the good Lord bless you abundantly, and please use the funds well, and always extend the good work to others. Kindly contact my lawyer through this email address, Walter from Confirmed Consultancy 784@yahoo.com, or you can call his private line telephone, 447-7428-4043. They don't have area codes, man. If you are interested in carrying out this task so that he can arrange the release of funds, $10,500,000 U.S. dollars to you. My lawyer's name is Barrister Walter Ashdown. I know I have never met you, but my mind tells me to do this, and I hope you act sincerely. Thank you, and God bless you, Mrs. Maria Johnson. Hey, baby, I seen you Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few minutes to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did. My Yahoo Messenger name is FrenchKiss4U69.
Oh,
ooh, ooh. This is the most effective and safest male enlargement product ever made. Gains of 3 to 4 inches are not uncommon. Try for yourself risk-free, 100% guaranteed to work. And finally, hey, baby, I seen you Facebook. You're cute. Do you have a few minutes to chat? If you make the time, I'll make sure you're happy you did, wink. My Yahoo Messenger name is EbonyLust81. Thank you.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers clapping time. I told Bobby Sandy man, we sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. Next to mine.